Okay. All right. Hope everyone had a good Shabbos. Let's begin. Okay. We had in the Gemara the notion of a father being able to marry off his daughter. Very powerful concept. To the degree it can be done against her will. And she has no say in the matter. Tosis Lashon on Hamad Aleph is that the father's become the boss, and that's it. There's nothing to talk about. He's the boss, he's in charge, that's the Maskanas of Gemara. But the Gemara, no, leave it, please leave it. No, leave it the same, please.
It's not 60.
Leave it 60, please, right. Get hot, thank you. Okay, please. Now you got to see, you got to fix it now.
Just put it up.
No. Turn it, is it on? Yeah, put it the way it was before, okay?
It's exactly the same.
Yeah, but it was much louder. Yeah. No, is it working? Okay. So the Gemara said that the father has the ability to marry off his daughter, and the father is the boss, and Lamaisa, the father is not a shliach. The Havamina of the Gemara is the father was a shliach, and the Maskanas of Gemara is the father is the boss, and he can mekadesh her against her will, and therefore it makes sense that he gets the money. So what we want to focus on here now is the beginning is the Tosfos here, Halacha Lamaisa, and the Havamina of the Gemara. Okay? Let's see the Havamina of the Gemara when it says Veima Lidida. Okay? Daniel, let's see it inside. Okay? Let's see the Tosfos. Veima Lidida. That's where we left off. The Havamina of the Gemara and the Ritva's approach was what? What was the Havamina of the Gemara and the Ritva's approach? Is that the father's a Torah appointed Shliach, so he doesn't keep the money. Veima Lidida, it goes to her. And the Maskanas of Gemara is that what? That the father's the boss, and therefore he gets the money. Okay? Very good. Let's see the Tosfos there, Daniel. Go ahead. Veima Lidida. We have to, this is a, we get this Tosfos slow, we get it clear. Go ahead. What do you say, Daniel? Go ahead. Veima?
Veima Lidida. Veima Lidida.
Okay. So Tosfos Kasha basically is as follows, okay? I want you to get this clear. How is it possible that the Gemara has a Havamina here that the money should go to the woman, to the girl? You should call her a girl. Because the Gemara on Dalet Amud Beis makes a Tzrichusa. Does anyone know what a Tzrichusa means? Tzrichusa means the necessity to have two psukim. There are two psukim the Gemara quotes over there. Ki yikach and v'yotzachinim ein kasef. And the Torah says, if you just had kiyikach, I would think that the girl would get the money. The Yatzachinam and Kasef tells me that the father gets the money. And if you just have Yatzachinam, what would I think? I would think that the woman is Mekadesh him with money. The Torah says, kiyikach, he's got to take her, and not that she takes him. Tzrichusa on Dalet Amud Beis means the necessity to have two psukim. There's a need, Yonah, to have two psukim, the Gemara says, on the next staff on Dalet Amud Beis. And for our purposes, if you just had kiyikach, what would I think? What would I think? I would think that halach lamaisa, he can mekadesh a woman, but he can marry off his daughter. But who gets the money? The daughter gets the own money. V'yotzachinim and kasa tells me that the father gets the money. Ein kesef ladon zev, yesh kesef ladon acher, namely the father. And just to complete it, what does the Gemara go the other way? If you just had v'yotzachinim, what would I think? I would think she can marry him. She gives him the money. Kamashman kiyikach means he's got to take her. But for our purposes, the first part is the important point of this Tosfos. And what's Tosfos Kasha? Tosfos Kasha is that the Gemara establishes, kiyikach tells me, halacha lamaisa, that in fact, we would learn our kedusha kesef, yatzachinim is megala to me, reveals to me the money goes to the father. So if the money it goes to the father, how could the Gemara entertain a kasha that it should go to her? The Yatzachinim would be extra. Every word of the Torah is needed. The Yatzachinim and Kasav would be extra. Svi, let's get it down in your notes. Tosfos Kasha is the Yatzachinim and Kasav would be in fact extra. It would be extra. Why would it be extra? It would be extra v'yatzachinimein kasef because I would be able to, what the Gemara is asking, oh, let the money go to her. If the money goes to her, then v'yatzachinim's kasef job is purposeless now. Because on Dalet Amud Beis it says explicitly, v'yatzachinimein kasef comes to tell me that the money goes to the father. Simi, you got it? You got it, right? That's the kash of Tosis. The kash of Tosis is we don't want to have a pasuk that is going to be what? Going to be extra. Daniel, you got me? And the job of Yotzachin Ben Kosov tells me the money goes to the father. If the Gemara is correct and it's kash of Emel Lididah, what are you going to do with that pasuk? Okay? You got me? What are you going to do with that pasuk? So, I want to note to you from the very outset, let's get it, that the Pnei Yehoshua claims, take a look at Dalet Amud Beis. Take a look at Dalet Amud Beis. The Pnei Yehoshua makes a beautiful ha'ara. And take a look at Dalet Amud Beis in the Gemara at the two dots. It says, V'tana maisi la mehacha. The Tana quotes from here. Quotes what from here? Look at the top Rashi, Daniel, the second Rashi from the top. Go ahead, V'tana. You know what Maisi Law means? What does Maisi? Brings from here. What? Go ahead, what does Rashi say? Kicha Misteafron. What does he mean? Who's Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda was where? Look back at Gimel Amud Beis, our Gemara. It's Rav Yehuda Marav. So Rav Yehuda Marav, Daniel, says that Kesef Kiddush comes from where? V'yatzachinim en kasef. And what does the Gemara say in the name of the Tana and Dalet Amud Beis? Says Kiyikah. So Rashi presents that it's a machloikis. Let's get it down. The Pnei Yehoshua says it's a machloikis between a Tana and a Mora as the mucker of Kesef Kedushin. The Tana holds it's from the mucker of Kiyikah. Done. Not. We'll get to it. Good point, Yonah. But the Amora Rav Yehuda Marav says it comes from what? How do you know the money goes to the father? It goes from V'yatzachinim en kasef. Halach l'maisa. So basically, according to what? Basically, according to Rav Yehuda, is that pasuk extra or is it not extra? It's not extra. Why not? Because in Rav Yehuda's purview, in Rav Yehuda's perspective, there's only one makor. What is the makor? V'yatzach, according to Rav Yehuda, yes. V'yatzachinim. Correct. V'yatzachinim, there is no kiyikach. According to Rav Yehuda, that's all there is. So it's not extra. You were not able to know that you can mekadesh with kesef. So Tosis Kasha doesn't even start according to Rashi, says the Pnei Yehoshua. Okay? Yes, what was Tosis Kasha? What was Tosis Kasha? Tosis Kasha was, I want you guys to get this clear, okay? How can the Gemara ask a kasha, the Emel Lididah, that she should get the money? When the Gemara and Dalet Amud Beis tells us that the Yatzachin Men Kasef tells me that the money goes to the father. If you want to make a supposition that the money goes to the girl, then what's the Yatzachin Men Kasef doing? It's floating out there in midair. The Yatzachin Men Kasef tells me the money goes to the father, but you're saying it doesn't go to the father. It goes to her. Correct, Yosef? That's Tosis Kasha. Everyone got that clear? It's a bomb kasha. A very, very big bomb kasha. Is that clear? Simi, you got it? Adam, how can the Gemara ask the Emel Lididah when the Gemara in Dalet Amud Beis says Yotzachim and Kasa tells me money goes to the father? Now you're saying the money goes to her. So what is the Yotzachim and Kasa doing? So says the Pnei Yehoshua, that kasha doesn't start. Because according to Rashi, there's a machlokas in Rav Yehuda Marav and a Tana. Rav Yehuda Marav says the only pasuk you have is v'yatzachinim en kasef. That's all. We learn out that mekudushin works bekesef from that pasuk. Halacha l'maisa. We don't have kiyikach. You follow me? So you don't have a kasha. What's it doing floating in midair? The whole institution of kiddushin kesef comes from v'yatzachinim en kasef. Not just that the money goes to the father. We're saying at this point that the money should go to her, correct? So what is Yotzachinim and Kasef doing? You know what it's doing? It's telling me that Kedusha Kesef works. Ephraim, you got that? That's what the Pnei Yehoshua says. Let's get it down. Now, please next Nakuda. But the Gemara we said on Dalet Amud Beis says you need a Tzrichusa. What's a Tzrichusa? the need to have both tukim. But I thought we just said the Tana learns what? I thought we just said that the Tana learns what? That it's all v'yatzachinam. So the Pnei Yoshua says, the Gemara is talking there. The Gemara is talking lahalacha, we need both psukim. The Gemara, Ravina Ravashi wrote the Gemara, at the end of the day they're saying we need both psukim. You follow me? Ravina Ravashi are saying they both need, the Gemara says both psukim are needed. But in Rav Yudah Amarav's purview, all you need is yatzachim and kasef. In the Tana's purview, all you need is what? Ki yikach. So when the Gemara makes the tzrichus, it's Ravina Ravashi writing lahalacha, you need both psukim. What'd you say? And Kiyikach. The Gemara is writing that. Daniel, you follow me? That's what the Gemara means. Halach lamaisa. And Tosfos here, get it down, is arguing on Rashi. Our Tosfos, by asking that kasha, argues on Rashi. And he says there is no machlokes between the Tana and Rav Yudah Amarav. They're both on the same page. And what's the best proof of it, you think? That they're both hold like each other. That the Gemara makes a srichusa, right? You don't have to stand on your sentence, Ravina Ravashi writing it. Ravina Ravashi wrote the Gemara, but you don't have to say, oh, it's not referring to those shittas. According to Tosfos Lamaisa, they're never arguing on one another. Rav Yudah will agree, correct. They're not arguing. So Tana says, I need ki yatzachinam, and Rav Yudah says, you also need ki yikach. Correct, Yonah. Okay? And therefore, you don't have that uncomfortable element of an Amora arguing on a what? Argue on a Tana, according to our Tosfos. You don't have that uncomfortable element. However, the Ramban writes 11 times. Ramban writes in Baba Kama, we find 11 times where Amoraim argue on Tanoim. Please get this down. Rav Shechter Shlita pointed out to us. There are two ways to arrive at a Psak Halacha. What are the two ways? You can have a slight Matias Adas. You can have an intuition. And what's number two? You can know for sure, 100%. You can have adults. In Amora, the Kesem Mishnah says the Amorai made a Kabbalah on themselves not to argue on Tanoi. But if an Amora is 100%, he can argue on a Tana. With a slight Matias Adas, they were Makabbalah on themselves not to write, not to argue on a Tana. Who's the one Amora? Who's the one Amora that can argue on a Tana? Rav Tano Poli. Rav can argue even with the slight Matias Adas. Rav can argue even with the slight Matias Adas. Any other Amora can. But if they think they're 100% right, they can argue on a Mishnah Brisa. And the Ramban collects 11 cases. But it is uncomfortable. That's where Rabbi Chanan asked Reb Chaim. Rabbi Chanan asked Reb Chaim once, Rav Tana Apolik, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Allah Kehu. Whenever there's a Machlokes, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, who's the Allah alike? Rabbi Yochanan. But we say Rav Tano Polik. We don't say Rav Yochanan Tano Polik. So that was the kasha that Rav Yochanan asked Rav Chaim. So Rav Chaim answered him, well, Rav is the only Amora that can argue on a Tana with a slight Matias Adas, an intuition. But when they're against one another, in a Chanami, the Lach is like Rav Yochanan. In a Chanami. When they're 100%, 100% Rav Yochanan, what? Rav Yochanan, we pass going to be open over Rav. But Rav's the only Amora, first generation Amora, can argue on a Tana. With a slight Matias Adas. Even Rabbi Yochanan can't. But when they face off with one another, Allah will be like Rabbi Yochanan. You follow me? But we skirt that whole issue, Yonah, the whole like who? The whole like Tysus. According to Rashi, comes out to be a machlokes. You hear the shtickle, guys? The cash of Tysus doesn't start according to Rashi, if you want the Pnei Yoshua. Daniel, you got me? Okay. Chlor, you got the first Mahalach Lamais. Okay, good. The Ramban. I don't remember which cases he collects, but I don't think Yonah, it's only Dafka those 11. He just brings a bunch of cases. Okay? So according to Pnei Yoshua's Tzad and Rashi, this is another example. They're arguing. Okay. So what's Tosfos? Now I gave you the Mitzvah Eisen. Okay? I gave you the Mitzvah Eisen. Okay, but let's read the Teretz of Tosfos first. Go ahead, Daniel. Let's go. Yesh Lomar. So what's the Teretz? It's a hard Tosfos, guys. But we'll get it, Bezer Shem. See, after the Shmaya, we got the first half. Let's go. What's a teretz of Tosis? The teretz is the following. The last line of Gimel Amud Beis, Dalet Amud Aleph, the last line on our Amud, going to Dalet Amud Aleph, you see that it says El Mishrabet Kikam Amayit? You know, we're talking about exits. Exits. You know, exits. Not exit polls, or about the election. We're talking about the real exit, entire, right? The exit of what? When a Yitzhiya, when an Amma Yivriya goes free. So we're talking about different types of exits. A daughter leaves the Rishus, her father goes to the Chassan. That's Yitzhiya. An Amma Yivriya goes free, she leaves them. So the Gemara says we're comparing those two things. Correct? That's what the Gemara says at the very bottom. So I want you to get this. The Gemara says it's Mistabir that we're talking about Yitzhiya de Kavasim and Mamayi. Meaning to say the following. The Pshat is that when a girl goes free and Amma Yivriya from her master, she goes free without the master getting a penny, correct? But there's a girl that leaves her father and gets married and the father gets money. Ein kesef ladon zeh, v'yesh kesef ladon acher. That's when the Gemara discovered America. That's when the Gemara discovered that what? That Yatzach Yinim Ein Kesef tells me the money goes to the father. But not until the bottom, Daniel, of Gimel and Beis to Dalem and Aleph Tzvi. Not until the very bottom did we derive that. And did we decipher that. Meaning to say, once we know that drasha, that it's talking about things of exitings, then we can plug in that the Yatzach Yinim Ein Kesef tells me what? Tells me the money goes to who? The father. The only way you cannot derive from the fact that it's extra, you cannot derive from the fact that it's extra, oh, Lamaisa, that the money goes to who? Goes to the father. You cannot derive that. The only way we're able to derive that is through Svara. The Yatzachinim Ein Kasef. The Adon doesn't get any money when she goes free, but when the girl gets married, the father gets the money. Once we know that through Svara, that it's comparing exitings, then I'll plug in Yatzachinim Ein Kasef. At this point of the Gemara, we don't know it. So what was Tosis Kasha? Tosis Kasha was, Emily, duh, how can the Gemara compel ourselves to say the money could go to the woman? What do you mean? Yatzachinim Ein Kesef and Dalam Beis tells me the money goes to the father. And if you tell me the money goes to the girl, the pusk's floating in midair. No, that's not a problem. Because we don't know that the money goes to the father till the bottom of the Amud. We don't know it till we get to the bottom of the Amud. Then once we get to the bottom of the Amud, then we can plug it in and say what? But from the Yitur alone, you know what Yitur means? No. It's Gimel Amud Beis to Dalet Rav. Yotze de Kavase is where the Gemara figures it out. Pisfara. Then on Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara picks up Ephraim and says that the money goes to the father. Dilakaman means later on here on Gimel Amud Beis, Lamaisa. And then once the I'm being masbrit to you. That Dalet Amud Beis only knows. The Mishor Shas is correct too. But the only way you know Dalet Amud Beis is from the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis to Dalet Amud Aleph. That the Gemara figured out Alpisvara. Once the Gemara figures out Alpisvara, that it's talking about different exitings, and this exiting, Taka, the father gets the money, then we know Yatzachinim Ein Kesef is what? Is talking about the father giving the money. But if it wasn't for that Svara, we wouldn't be able to plug it in. And therefore, that's exactly what the Marashah says. Comes out beautifully. Memeila, read the terence again. V'yesh Lomar. Go ahead, Daniel. V'yesh Lomar. From the Yitur alone. What is Yitur? From the extra phrase of the alone, you wouldn't be able to figure out the money would go to the father. What does the Mitz Basin say? Now we get to the Mitz Basin. What does the Mitz Basin say? Is it Mistaber that the father should get the money? Who's the one who's getting married? Who's the one who's getting married? The girl. So shouldn't the girl get the money? You don't make up ribuyim that make no sense. He says exactly this. There is no way from the Yitur it should go to the father. Because it's a milsav lo mistabra. A milsav lo mistabra, we don't learn from a what? We don't learn from a ribuy. It's not mistabra that the girl's getting married and she doesn't get the money. That's what the Mitz Basin is in Chazik Taisus. So I never would learn that. In Ein Mashmaus Dekra Delekaman B'Maskana. Once you have Gimel Amud Beis the Dalet Amud Aleph, then I plug in on Dalet Amud Beis. I'm reading the Hani Trei Kroy Tzrichi. Then I can make a Tzrichusa. You follow me? Once I have Gimel Beis the Dalet Amud Aleph, then I can make a Tzrichusa on Dalet Amud Beis. But just from the fact it was extra, I never would know that. Because it's not Mistaber. And then there's one more Nekuda that the Mitz Basin says. At our stage of the Gemara, When the Gemara says in the Havamina that we didn't get the Gimel and Beis on the bottom yet, and Dal Manav Tzia Kavase Kamamayit, why do you need two psukim? Why do you need two psukim? What are the two psukim? Ki yikach miyatzachim ein kasef. Tosis answer is a beautiful answer. Again, what was Tosis Kasha? What was Tosis Kasha? Tosis Kasha was what? How can the Gemara say the money should go to her when we know Yatzachim tells me what it goes to him? So if you want to tell me the money goes to her, then plus it's extra. What's the answer? Plus it's not extra. Because why? Because at this point in the Gemara, we don't know that the money what? We don't know that the money goes to the father from the Yatzachim. We only know that we get to get him on the base. We need to see a kabasa, and then you set up the Shechus and Dalam on the base. But we don't know it yet that it goes to her, right? And from the ether itself, we wouldn't say the money goes to the father. I'm a stabber that you should get the money when she's getting married. Let her get the money. She's the one who's getting married. But let me ask you, at this point in the Gemara where we're at, why do you need two psukim? Why do you need two psukim? Of Yatzachinim ki yikach. I'll tell you why. It says the mitzvah, and please get it. There is a cloud called mitzvah, milsa d'asya b'kavachomer. Milsa d'asya b'kavachomer, tarach v'kosav l'kra. Milsa d'asya v'kal v'chomer, tarach v'kosav l'kra. So the mitzvah wants to say the same thing here. Milsa d'asya b'kzera shava. Kiyikach is a kzereshava, right, with a kach sedemi Ephraim. Milsa, that comes out through a what? Through a kavachomer, through a kzereshava. Milsa asa b'kzera shava. Tarach v'kasav la kra. Meaning to say, even if you can learn out through a kzereshava, the Torah likes it to be explicit. That's why I want you to get down with Zav Nechemi was basbar to us, based on the Tosef Lom and Siyam, give them all the base. A kavachomer is not a logical deduction. That's wrong. My Rebbe, Ruzam Lechemi, the great Goyim, he writes that a kavachomer is not a logical deduction based on the Tosef Bo Metzia Gimel Beis. It's a comparison of two dinim, one chomer, one kav. That's why the Gemara breaks up kavachomers and shas with a pirka koldu. Oh, that category has a blue element. This category has an orange element. Throw it out. If it was based on Sfara, you never would be able to destroy a kavachomer with a pirka koldu. Correct, David? You need something stronger. So a pirchus, what is a kavachomer? It's not logical deduction. It's a comparison of dinim. And therefore we can break up kavachomers. And therefore, it's not based on svara. And therefore you can add on. Something you learn through a kavachomer, the Torah still wants to write the pasuk. Because a kavachomer is not svara. Remember we mentioned in the first day of Shir? Or I don't know if it was the first day. Lama likra ha svarahi? Svara is better than a pasuk. If it was learned, if a kavachomer was a svara, why would the Torah write a pasuk? Lama likra ha-svari. A kavachomer is not a svari. It's not a svari. And that's why the Torah wants to write a pasuk. And the same thing here, says Daniel. Daniel says the mitzvah. Milsi di asu b'gzereshava, tarach v'kasav l'kra. Something you learn out through gzereshava, the Torah writes it explicitly. Halacha l'maisin. The Ran writes this in Yevamos and in the Darim. This cloud. The Ran writes in Yevamos and in the Darim. This cloud. That's something you learn out through a Xereshava, the Torah still will write it explicitly. So the answer is, Elad, in this Hava Minig Gemara, why do you need two psukim? Because the Torah wants to what? Even though I learn out Kikach Kikach, that, you know, Kedushin works with Kesef, I still want it to be explicit. So we have another pasuk. Okay? We have another pasuk. Because Kikach is a Xereshava, right? From Stefer. It's not a pasuk on its own. So I want it to be more comfortable, so I write the pasuk explicitly. This is called a Milsi Dasa B'Jereshava Tarfa Kasav L'Kra. You got it? That's the answer of who? That's the answer of the Taisus. Okay? With the Mitzvah Asin's two Ha'aris. Okay? So please get it. So we said a whole Mahalach here. The Bnei Yeshua pointed out Taisus Kasha at the start according to Rashi. Whereas according to Taisus, Taisus learns are not arguing Gimel and Beis Dalon. And you don't have a Machlis no more against the Tana. According to Rashi, you do. And the Gemara is making Tzuchus or Vina Ravashi according to Rashi. According to Tosis, no, the Gemara, each one holds like one another. And the Teretz is, we don't know till we get to the bottom of Gilam and base the Talam and off. But still in the Havamina, why do you need two psukim? Mil Sudasim Kavachom Tarach Makasav Lakra. Mil Sudasim Xereshava Tarach Makasav Lakra. In Shas, the phrase only appears Mil Sudasim Kavachom Tarach Makasav Lakra. The Ran and Yevamos and the Darm has this as well. Mil Sudasim Xereshava Tarach Makasav Lakra. Yes, what do you say?
What do you mean by we had two psukim in the Havamina?
there are two psukim in the Chumash. So in the Hava Mina where we're at right now, the Emel Lidida, they knew there were two psukim in Chumash. The Torah says what it says. It says Ki Yikach, and also it says what? V'yatzachinim. So why is there a V'yatzachinim? The answer is that Ki Yikach is just a Gzeres Shava. So I want to have another pasuk there that would tell me the din. That's why. In other words, I want to have two makoros. Because a marker of a Gzeres Shava is not enough for me. I want another pasuk written explicitly. Okay? And that's what you'll have to say. That's why at this point of the Gemara would say the Yatzachinim would be there. Okay? Because according to this Mahalach of Taisis, that you need to get down to the bottom of Gimel and Beis, so you could still ask, why do you need two psukim at this point of the Gemara? When asked Ve'ema L'dida, why do you need the Pasuk Yatzachinim? Terence says, you don't really need it, but the Torah likes to have another Pasuk because of this Klal. Okay? But the real marker is from what? The real marker is from the Gzeres Shava. It's just written there as to make it more... If it wasn't for the Gzeres Shava, it wouldn't be a pasuk. It wouldn't be a legitimate marker on its own. Okay? You follow me, Ben?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Simi, you got it? Okay. In other words, the klal of Milsi Yossi Kavachomer is that something you can learn from Kavachomer, the Torah still wants to write it explicitly. Same thing with the Gzeres Shava. Something you can learn out through Gzeres Shava, let's have another pasuk that says it explicitly. There is a klal that Ron develops. The Kavachomer's in the Gemara. That cloud is in the Gemara Dalmaf. The Ron is Mechadish, this cloud even by Gzeres Shava. Okay? All right, very good. I have another answer, though. I wanted you to see the Avni Meluim. What's the Avni Meluim's Teretz? It says, amazing. Let's get it. The Avni Meluim, the Ksosa Sefer and Ibn Ezer, says an amazing Kiddush. You guys recall Shava Kesef Kekesef? You remember that? What was Tosos? What's the marker of Shava Kesef Kekesef? From Amem Matzinu, from what? Nezikin and Eved, Ivri, remember that? What was the Ron's marker? The Ron and the Ramban?
Svara.
Excellent, Ephraim. It's a Svara. So let me ask you, and this is a beautiful pshat. Says the Avni Meluim, he says, I want you to know something. You're bothered by Tosis Kasha. Tosis asks, oh, it's going to be floating in midair. The Yatzachinim and Kasa is not needed. The Avni Meluim gives a new answer. The Yatzachinim and Kasa is needed. I'll tell you why it's needed. Why is it needed? You know why it's needed? To tell me that Shava Kesev is good. To tell me that Shava Kesev is good. If you want to marry off your daughter, how do I know you can marry off your daughter with Kesef and also Shava Kesef? How do you know Shava Kesev is good? Right? What does it say by an Am Ivriya? She goes out with Siman without any Kesef. Does anyone know what Giron is? What is Giron? When you buy yourself out, you subtract. If let's say you were supposed to work 6 years, you work 2 years. For each year was $100. You work 2 years, you pay buy yourself out $400. Giron Kesef. The Avid Ivri can buy himself out, Yonah. That's called Giron Kesef. Giron Kesef, Shava Kesef, works Kesef. So when it says Ein Kesef, what does Ein Kesef mean? Ein Kesef means Ein Biyatzia Simanim Kesef is Shava Kesef, like Giron Kesef. So when you say Yesh Kesef Ladon Acher by Kedusha Bas, what would I think? What would I think? I would think that maybe what? I would think only Kesef is good. How do you know Shava Kesef is good? From this Pasuk, V'yatzachinim ein Kesef, says the Avni Meluim. This Pasuk's not extra at all, Daniel. Says the Avni Meluim. The Avni Meluim says beautifully, he says what? When the father is Mekadesh Bito, how do you know Shava Kesef is good? From what? V'yatzachinim. V'yatzachinim ein Kesef. Beautiful. So don't give me the business. He says, Tosfos asks, ah, the pasuk's extra is floating in midair. The pasuk's not extra at all. It tells me, Allah, that a father can marry off his daughter and he can do with Shava Kesef as well.
So we're just learning it out once we use up the pasuk.
What'd you say?
Once we use up the pasuk, the Yatzachinim.
That's part of the concept. Shava Kesef is going to be what? Shava Kesef is going to be Kekesef.
That Liman still
but stays. At this, whatever your Liman's going to be. Shava Kesef is Kekesef in every area. Allah Lomais. Shava Kesef, Kesef is in every area. Wherever Kesef is good, right? Shava Kesef, as long as they agree.
Then once we pass the Havamina tomorrow, we figured out that...
Yeah, but at the end of the day, the marker is, it'll remain. But don't ever tell me that the Pusik was unneeded. The Pusik was needed to tell me. Because you never would have known Shava Kesef is Kesef. How do you know? The Rishonim that say it's Al Pisvara. The Rishon and Tzeitz Al Pisvara, that's when they were Baratzim. Remember what was the Ron Blashon? They both are on the same page. They love each other. They want to get married. Why should Shava Kesef Kesef not be good? But here the father's marrying her off, Bal Korcha. Maybe she doesn't want Shavah Kesef. How do you know that's good? The Yatzachinim in Kesef, Daniel. That tells me the father's in charge, he can do whatever he wants. So the pasuk never floating. Tzvi, you got that? Let's get it done. That's what the Avdei Miluim says. That's how he answers his kasha. So we said we said that you can answer to this kasha based on the Pnei Yehoshua and Pshat and Rashi. You can also answer based on the Avdei Miluim as well. And we also did the Taisis. Three different Mahalchim Lamais, how to answer this kasha. Okay? We got it clear? According to Avdei Miluim, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, Shavah Kesef and Kesef Pisvar, when they love each other on the same page, the daughter doesn't want to marry this guy. The father can do it against her will. Right? It's usher to do, but we said it works. We learned that in Memal from an Alpha. Remember we said that? So how do you say it? Halach lamais. The Teretz is that what? Shavah Kesef Kesef. It's just as good. So it never was floating up there. Okay. Let's get to now the Talmid HaRashba. Okay? Get to the Talmid HaRashba, not just Yosef, and then we got to see the, we got to start the next Taisus. Then we'll get to some Hilchos Yom Kippur. Okay? Let's go. Comes along the Talmid HaRashba. Frank the Kasha, Talmid HaRashba has a bomb Kasha. What Dibra Maska was it? Amar. Let's get it down. The Talmid HaRashba Adam asks, he says, you know what? I have a Kasha. He says, how do you know a daughter can get married with money? Lamaisa. And the father marries her off. Maybe that Pusik's talking about what? She's able to what? Maybe that Pusik tells me she leaves the father's auspices. But how do you know she gives him the reshus to the husband? Maybe he has to give money. Maybe he has to re-mekadesh her. Two phases, guys. Two shlavim. As they say, stages. Two shlavim. The first shlav is to get her out of his reshus. The second one is to do kesef kedusha. So maybe he has to re-mekadesh her. That's the kasha, the Talmid HaRashba. How do we learn out from here? Says the Talmid HaRashba, Ein kesef ladon zeh. Aval yesh kesef ladon acher. Frek the Talmid HaRashba, make it tasty. Maybe the money can get her out of the father's auspices, Simi, but maybe it cannot do a kedushin in one swoop. Why are you a swoop man? Why are you a swoop man? That the kesef should be able to get her out of the father's shus and at the same time as Makadasher. Do a two-phase man. Shlabim. Two phases. That's the Talmid HaRashba's kasha. Very interesting kasha I wanted you to see. Okay? Who says it's true that Lamaisa you could do that? That's the Talmid HaRashba's kasha. So the Talmid HaRashba zok the following. Zok means says. He says the following answer. He says that the drush is like this, guys. He says, the Ama Ivriya, there is no kesef the master when she goes free. There's no doubt about that. There's no kesef when she goes free. The master doesn't get a thing. He doesn't get a penny. And she gets her own auspices. Ein kesef la'adon zeh. Aval yesh kesef la'adon acher. Meaning when the person wants to marry a woman and buy her to marry her, he has to give money to the father, and he acquires her through this. Done deal. That's what the Rashba says. It's not. It is one swoop. Ein kesef la'adon zeh. When the woman goes free, the master gets nothing. Aval yesh kesef la'adon acher. What's the kesef la'adon acher? When a father marries off his daughter, and the chassan wants to buy her, in one swoop he gets her. In one swoop he gets her. That's what he says to drasha. He says, that's good for the drasha. Yesh kesela, there is, if there's a man who wants to acquire a woman from the father, he wants to marry, give the money, and done. Done deal. Don't give me this kasha, you need two stages. It's not two stages. We're comparing an amivriya to a girl getting married. And Amivri is one stage. She goes free, done. The guy doesn't get a penny, the master. However, when a father wants to marry off a daughter, what's it then? It is one soup. The chassan gets the money, and she leaves the father's shoes and goes under the chassan's auspices in one soup. That is the asymmetrical comparison between an Amivriya and a woman, and a girl that gets married. That's a Talmid HaRashba's pshat. Okay? It cannot be two phases. You want to make it asymmetrical and make it klat, pure. You follow me, Daniel? Amivri is clean. She goes free, the guy gets nothing. When a father marries off his daughter, the chassan marries her and he gets all the money in one swoop. Don't give me the two phases. That it's not symmetrical. Okay, that's the answer of who? The Talmid HaRashba. However, there is an answer of the Atzmas Yosef, which I want you to see. Comes along the Atzmas Yosef. and says a little bit different. That's what Yosef wants to tie in. He says, al pi halacha, that the truth is we learn on Thursday, Yushalmi said that the father can what? What can the father do? Charge man to have bia l'shem kedushin. He can charge a man to have bia l'shem kedushin. Okay? You have the Atzvus Yosef, or where is the Atzvus Yosef? It's in here, no?
Yeah.
Where is it? At the end? Lechem Avir. Here, Yosef, you find the Atzvus Yosef, okay? Let's say it outside, okay? The Atzvus Yosef wants to say the following, okay? He says like this. It's a little bit different than the Talmid HaRashba. He says like this. He says, we learn from the Yetziah of Amma Ivriya that she's Yotze Legamri, from the master, without any money. We learn the Kedushin, she's Yotze Legamri, which is Av, through the money. Okay? In other words, basically, what happens is as follows. Okay? We're comparing, that's what Yosef says, yeah, right on the top here. Okay? That's what Yosef says here, that we're comparing the two Yetzias, but it works very beautifully. What he says is like this. He says, if you want to tell me the Am Yivriya goes clean without any money, that's fine. But what happens in a marriage? She goes clean from the father to the chassan through what? Through what? Through money. Money, kesef, must do everything. If you do me the two stages, then the bottom line is what's really what? What really took her out Lagamri? The Kedushin then would take her out Lagamri if you do two stages. You want the Kesef to be the what? The one that brings her out Lagamri. By an Am Yivriya, she goes free without any Kesef. Whereas by marriage, Kesef takes her out Lagamri. If you do two stages, then you have to what? The Chasen. If you do two stages, then you have to what? Take her out of the father and then use and then remakadosh her. Then the bottom line is that what really ultimately takes her out? It would be the Kedushin, not the Kesef. And we say, Ein Kesef la'adon zeh, Yesh Kesef la'adon acher. It's only Kesef, Kesef, Kesef. It's Kesef, Kesef, Kesef. It's very similar to Talmid HaRashba, but not exactly. He basically wants to say, you look at the what comparison, and it's got to be Kesef does the job in a marriage, as opposed to an Am Yivriya where there is no Kesef. So two stages would take away from the Kesef being the exit. The exit pole is the Kesef. And he says, oh, maybe you're marrying her off for Bia. Maybe the Baal, Lamaisa, maybe you're talking about a situation, maybe the limit is the father's Bekabal Kesef for giving her over to Bia. Same answer. It's got to be the Kesef it was does the exit. You follow me, Yosef? Not Kedushin in a different way, like Kedushin of Bia, or Kedushin of a star. It's got to be Kesef Lamaisa. Okay? So in order to chazer this, to crystallize it, the Talmid HaRashba wants to say it's got to be asymmetrical. Asymmetrical means one stage gets it done, and that's it. In the stage of Am Yivriya, there is no kesef. In the stage of a married girl, there is kesef. That's the Talmid HaRashba. The Atzvus Yosef is a little bit different. He wants to highlight it's got to be kesef. That is the mechanism that does the job. It's got to be Kesef. Cannot be two stages. Then it would be what? It would be Kedushin that would be doing the job. And don't give me the business that it's Kesef in order to give her the rights to give her over to Bia. That would not be what? That would not be Kesef. It takes away from the godless, the greatness of Kesef. So the Talmid HaRashba really focus on the exits. It's one exit as opposed to two stages. It's clean, the Am Yivriya. The second answer that's the same is more focused on the kesef has to be the one, has to be the mechanism. Okay. This now, Lamaisa sets up for us. So please get those two theories. Let's set up for us now the pshat in the next tisis. So let's see the next tisis, okay? Before we see the next tisis, go ahead, Daniel. Let's go, Ve'emel, let's read the few lines of the Gemara again inside. And then I set up for us the tisis. Ve'emel, lididah. Go ahead. Maybe the money should go to her and not the father. Go ahead. Oh, yeah. In other words, the father is mekabel that can do. The father has the right to marry off. The ishakal kasva. That's nuts. If he has the ability, what did we say the ritva was? We said it. We did it inside on Thursday, Ephraim. Said it over. If you haven't listened, what the Havamina was what? The father was in a Torah-appointed shliach in the Havamina. Therefore, she gets the money. What's the Maskana, Daniel? He's the boss. Tosfos Lashon Nehem and Aleph, that the father's become the boss. He's the boss, so he gets the money. Done. So what's the next line of the Gemara? Ve'ema. Excellent. So it's a great kasha. The Gemara asks, as we've said, there's three stages of a girl in halacha in age. Up to 12, she's a ketana. 12 to 12 and a half, she's a nara. 12 and a half on, she's a bogeris. Correct? The age of bas mitzvah, the middle, is a nara. So the Gemara says, well, maybe the father only has the ability to marry off his ketana when she has no yad. And therefore he gets the money. But a nara has her own yad. Maybe she should what? She's mekadosh herself if she wants. And she could also what? Take her own money. Now, the father has the ability to marry her off, but she has the ability to marry her off herself. So maybe she should get the money. So go ahead, Amar Krah. Any accessories, any praiseworthiness of the Nara goes to the father. So the Kedushin and the Kesef Kedushin, Lamaisa, goes to the father. Allah Lamaisa. So can't she marry her off? What do we say? We said no, according to the way we paskin. We said halacha lamaisa for an anara also. We said avia v'lohi. The Gemara says mem dalan mebeitz. That's the way the Rambam paskin. She's got to know about it. Remember, she's got to know about it. But we paskin lahalacha that anara is not allowed to mekadosh herself. Al pi din. That's the Gemara we mentioned. What, remember on Thursday mem gimel mebeitz. What did it say? Divrei hakol avia v'lohi. That's it. Kedushin divrei hakol avia v'lohi. So she cannot marry herself off. The havamina was that Anara has a yad. She does have a das to Mekabel Kedushin. She's a gedola. She's chayv in mitzvahs. So let her accept her own kedushin and take her money. Terence says no. The ability to marry off is the father, and the money goes to him as well. Special jerusha kosef. She has no yad in the Kabel Kedushin. Yonah. Special din the way we paskin. Avia v'lohi. Gerushin, we said, Lamaisa, he was a Torah appointed shliach. Okay? Where else do you have that svar of a Torah appointed shliach? You could say it in two other categories. By Pidna Ben, it's possible that the father's requirement to pot his son is really he's a shliach of the boy. The boy's too young to pot himself. So he's a Torah appointed shliach. I want you to get this down. It's a good example. Can you, so machloik is the Ramah and the Shach, can you fulfill Pidna Ben through a shliach? Can the father ask a shliach to be poed his son for him? What's the din? Machlok is shach ramah. What do you think the machlokus is in lomdus? What's the machlokus in lomdus? What do you say? I don't know why this doesn't erase good. What's the machlokus? What do you say? Can you do pidyon haben through a shliach? Pidyon haben. Plug it in. Excellent, Kamil. Machloikas Ramah Shach. What do you say? If you hold that the Torah, what the mitzvah is really on the son, and the father's a Torah appointed shliach, he's not the Baal boss, so he can't appoint a shliach. But if you hold the mitzvah is on the father, then no doubt, then he could appoint a shliach. You follow me? Who's the mitzvah on? Al mitzvah al one, al ha'av. You can appoint a shliach. According to Shach, it's on the ben. Okay? Also in Mila, that's the same mahalach. Halach l'maisa. If it's the father's mitzvah, he could appoint who? He could appoint the mayo. It's the son's mitzvah, it's much harder to say. Halach l'maisa, the father could appoint the mayo. But this is klor by Pidna Ben. Who's the mitzvah? Is it on the father, then he could appoint a shlich? If the mitzvah simi is on the ben, and the Torah appoints a father shliach. It's not his mitzvah, the father, to appoint a shliach. So in the same vein, halacha lemaisa, we said on Thursday, by Kedushin, the father is the boss. By Gerushin, the woman is the boss when she's a ketana. The father is a Torah appointed shliach of her. Okay? Yes, Adam, what do you say?
It's not the father's mitzvah, it's the son's mitzvah. For sure you should go to the
mitzvah. No, not at all, because you don't have bilus in the mitzvah.
No,
you don't.
The
I understand, but the Torah appointed him. You don't have bilus on the mitzvah to shell it out to a shliach. Only if you are machayiv in it can you shell it out to a shlich. There is. The Torah appointed you. The Eibishter appointed you. You're not the Baal HaBas on the mitzvah, so you don't have the bialis to shell it out to a shlich. No, no, that's what I'm saying. The lalom decision depends upon who's the bialim on the mitzvah. That's this machleik's normal neshach. You could have a bialim too, and that's interesting, the contrast between kedushin and gerushin. The father's the Baal HaBas by kedushin. Even by Naaretz, we said, Yona, right? He cannot. She's got to know about it. Then we distinguish on the Rambam between a Ketana and a Nara. Ketana doesn't even have to know about it. A Nara has to know about it, but she can't. She doesn't have the ability to agree to it or not. Okay, let's see the beginning of the Taisus. Okay, let's see the beginning of the Taisus. It's a great kasha. Okay, Ephraim, let's see the Taisus. Okay, go ahead, Daniel. Let's see the Taisus inside. Go ahead. Okay, go. Let's go. We got a lot to do. Go ahead. Veima, because we got to get the Ochus Yom Kippur. Let's go. Veima. Go ahead. Ve'ema hani mili. Okay. Uskalua. This is a great kasha. Let me ask you, Daniel. When the Gemara says ve'ema hani mili k'tana, what is the Gemara proposing, David? That the pasuk is only talking about a what? K'tana. How can we talk about a k'tana when the pasuk says what? You stone her. Do we give punishments, Mises based in the k'tanim? No. They're part of the mitzvahs. So Bam Kasha says Uskalua. Right? Espiti Nasatil Ishazeh. You want to tell me he's talking about a Ketana? The ability to marry off what? The ability to marry off a girl is only about a Ketana? What do you mean? How does it say you kill her if she's Mizana? Ketana never's killed. You got it? That's the first Kasha. Afagav is always a Kasha. Number one. Number two, Va'od. What is number two? What does that mean? Let's say it turns out that the husband is a bad guy. He goes into Beis and says the woman was Mazana. I was expecting, he said, to have a Basula, and she was with another man. They used to wait 12 months between Harrison and Nisuin. She's Mazana after Harrison. That's a terrible thing. And he's sitting there and accusing her, and it turns out that the guy was a faker. He's a Motzi Shemra. What do you normally have to do to that? You have to pay 100 talents of silver to who? To the father of the girl. What happens if the girl was a Ketana, though? Your putter. Normally, a Baal is Chayav Knas and he's Chayav Malkus. I want you to get that. He's Chayav 100 and he's Chayav Malkus. A double punishment. Beats out the din of what? Kimlei bin Rabbi Minei. The double punishment if he falsely accused her. I mean, he's a bad guy. No, so by Ketana, your putter. The din is by a Ketana, your putter. That's the din. So what's the kasha? So if it turns out that she's not Mizana, we pass him out to Shemar's putter. So obviously the pasuk's talking about what? Pasuk's got to be talking about a Nara. How can the Gemara propose Ve'imahani Mili Ketana? Maybe it's talking about a Ketana. That's nuts. If it's talking about a Ketana, how can you talk about stoning? And number two, how do you talk about, if you look in that pasuk in Chumash, what does the pasuk talk about there? What does the pasuk talk about there in Chaf Beis and Farm? Talks about flogging him in 100 talents of silver. But if it's a Ketana, as Yonah said, you're pauper. You can't read the pasuk in Chumash, according to the Gemara's proposal. You can't read the Gemara. You can't read the pasuk. Daniel, clear? What are the two kashas? According to the Gemara's proposals, talking about Ketana, then how could the pasuk read Skalua, right? If Shitaka was Mizana, we wouldn't stone her because she's a Ketana. And number two, if he turns out the man, the husband, to be a liar and a faker and he falsely accused her, he's got to be flogged in what? He has to get a double punishment. Flogged and what else? Pays 100 talents of silver to the father. But if the pasuk talking about Ketana, the din is your putter. The husband is putter, correct. He doesn't pay the 100 and he's not flogged. Elad, clear? It's a bomb kasha. Yes, of course. Of course, but she's married. She was Mizana, she's done with him. He's got to divorce her. But we don't kill her. She's a Ketana. Yerda kasha? Do you know in the Hilchos Yom Kippur, I just taught the guys in the shul this last night before Slichas. Do you know in Hilchos Yom Kippur, you got to give, you ask Mechila from a person that you insulted three times? Did you know that? You have to ask him three times. And every time you go, you should bring three people. The Rambam says the first time you can go yourself. So according to Rambam, you ask a total four times. First yourself with him. Then if he says no, the next three times, you have to bring three people. The Torah and the Mechaber say every time you got to bring three people. No. Every time you ask. But the Mishnah says in Baba Kam, if you don't grant the Mechili after three times, you're a cruel man. You're an Achzari. And there's a machloikis between the Achronim and the Prichodesh. Should you ask more than three times? Some say it's the Bezoyan Atayr to ask more than three times. Prichodesh says you can ask more than three times. But I want to tell you something. Do you know what the Ramah writes? Let's get it down. Everything. We got to get everything down. Chlor. If you defame someone's reputation, you never have to grant him a chilu. You can ask 1,000 times. The Ramah says if you motzi shame on a guy, you never have to grant him a chilu. You're not considered to be cruel. You know why? Because there might be out there, you're not going to be able to get to every guy. Some people hear about the false impression and stick in the guy's mind. They won't realize that there was a false. You follow me? But the Mishnah Berurah says despite that, it's a mit of anava. It's a mit of anava. You know what anava is? Humility to still give mechila in that case. So motzi shemer is a big, big deal. But the din is you're potter by a cotton, you don't have to pay 100, and you don't have to you don't get malchus for it. So how can the Gemara get the kash out of their mouths? The emahani miliktana. That's the kash of the din. You follow me? It's geshmak at taisis. Every taisis geshmak. Simchas atede. Yeah? You follow me? Okay. Clear, Daniel? Okay. Let's go. So what's Tysus Terrace? Go ahead. Yesh Lomar.
This is the both questions?
The both questions, yes. Right on the ball. It's an answer to both questions. Go ahead. What's the answer? Go ahead. Let's see. You gave her over when she was a Ktana, but now she's a Gdola. And the husband is accusing her that she was Mizana when she's a Gdola, and that's why we would give her Skila. And that's why he'd be Chayav Malchus if he's caught lying. And that's why he'd pay 100 talents of silver. So that's why the Gemara is asking a great Kasha. How do you know that a father can marry off and get the money when she's a Nara? Maybe the puzzle's talking about when she's a Ktana. You're a Makadosh when she's a Ktana, and now he comes with her to Beis when she's already a Gdola. That answers both Kashas in one swoop. No? Beautiful, no? The father married her off, Yona, when she was a Ktana. And then what? The husband claimed she was Mizana when she was a Gedola. Let's say it's 12 months before between Kedushin and Suin. Let's say 3 months before 12, she has Kedushin. And then, when she's 12 and 9 months, she'll have Nisuin. And then in that window, she was Mizana when she was a Gedola. That's the pshat in the Pusik. If you're the Vilna Gaon, when you're learning Chumash, the Vilna Gaon's like he's looking down. He knew Shas and the Psukim. He knew when he read that Pasuk in Chumash, he knew there was a Tais in Kedusha Gilman Beis that interpreted the Pasuk like that case. That it was one Jew in Makadosh when she's a Ktane, and then she's being accused of Mizana when she's a Gedolah. That's how the Vilna Gaon knew Kol HaTorakul. Like one of my Rebbeim said, it's like he's looking down. You know, it's like there's a guy on the top of a mountain, and there's a guy in the bottom. You know? There's a guy in the bottom, the guy has two pathways, and he sees a bear in one of the pathways. He's saying to himself, he can't hear him. He's yelling from the top out, don't go that way, don't go that way. It's like the Vilna Gaon, Lomaisa, the same way. It's like the Mishnah Novus, HaKol Tzafui V'Rashus Nesunim. You familiar with that Mishnah? Everything's open to Hashem. How do we have free choice? Not a problem. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, I don't know the answer to the Kasha, don't worry about it. The Ravi gives an answer that Hashem has no concept of time. Past, present, and future is meaningless. He sees everything once. For us, we have a concept of time. So that's why it's not a problem. That's how the Ravid's answer. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, don't bother. Some kashas you can't answer. We have a munim talking in Hashem. Hakol tzafui, everything, Hashem knows what you're going to decide to do in 5 minutes. For Hashus as soon as you have Bechiris Chofshis. The Ravid answers like that. Okay? So the Vilna Gaon knew Lamaisa, this Taisvis Lamaisa, and that's what you're talking about when she's a Ketana. Daniel, you follow how it answers both kashas? Because she's going to be stoned. And number two, if he falsely accuses her, he'll be chayav 100 talents of silver and malchus. And it's not a problem of kim leber avin, especially because of kosher. You get both punishments. Okay, vim taimar. Zagin taisvis. Let's go, guys. Vim taimar. Kesef Kedushim, me boy? Right? So he's reading it. You need it? What's the kasha? Why do you need a pasuk to tell me you can marry off a ketana? If you have the ability to sell her to be an amivriya, then for sure you should get her kesef kedushin. Do you understand that, Kal v'chomer? Do you guys understand that, Kal v'chomer? Let's hear your svara, Ephraim. What do you say? Again, what's Tosis kasha? Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that if a father marries off a ketana, the kesef goes to what? Kesef goes to who? Goes to him. What do you mean? If he can sell her to be an Ami Ivriya, so how much more so he should be able to marry her off and he gets the money? What's the Kal v'chomer, Ephraim? Yes, Yonah. What Tosis is saying, you don't need a mocker.
I don't see the Kal v'chomer.
You don't need a mocker to tell me that the Kesef Kedushin goes to what? You don't need a mocker that the Kesef Kedushin goes to the father, because the father has the right to sell her off as an Ami Ivriya. And he gets the money, right? So if he gets the money in that case, so sure, if he marries her off, it should be as well. What do you say, Ephraim?
It could be Kalvarim. I don't understand this Kalvarim.
I'm asking you, do you have a svara for the Kalvarim? You don't have a svara, that's what I want to know. Who has a Kalvarim?
I have a svara, but not a Kalvarim svara.
Tell me the svara you want to say. We'll plug it in. What's a svara? What do you want to say a svara?
Since he's selling her to heaven, he has full control. Therefore, you can sell her the...
You mean selling her to be an Amivri and Evit shows real ultimate control, much more than having the ability to what? To marry her off, right? Because, I mean, she's not, she'll be a married woman. Okay, I would say on a base level, exactly like Ephraim. I mean, if you could sell her off, Lamaisa, to be an Evit, which is not such a great Zach, and you get the money for that, and that shows a tremendous amount of control because, you know, how she doesn't want, she want to be an Amivri? Not such a great thing in the world, but if you have the ability to do that, for sure you should have the ability to marry her off and get the money. That's Pashup Shah, what Tais is asking. Okay? Why do you need a Pusik? You should learn it out based on the Svar, Lamaisa. It should be what? It should be a Kol Shekain. And where do we have such a concept? Go ahead, Daniel. Dechi Gavna. Does everyone got that phrase? Dechi Gavna. What does Dechi Gavna mean? We have another case, Amrinan. Go ahead. Nara Shinispasa, so the fourth Perek Exubis, go ahead. Oh, no. What's the case there? Do you know what Maisi Adayim are? What are Maisi Adayim? The earnings that she brings in. Excellent, Daniel. The earnings that she brings in, Akhtana, goes to who? Goes to her father. You know why? Because if the father has the ability to sell her off and get money for her herself, obviously the earnings should go to him as well. That's the Gemara's Kal v'chomer. So too the Gemara says, so too says Tosus, if you can learn in Ksubis that the father gets the earnings of a girl, Maisei Adayim, because he has the ability to sell her, Yonah, so use that same reasoning here. What do you need to dig up a pasuk to tell me the father gets Kesef Kedushin? He could sell her, so he should also be able to get the Kesef Kedushin he gets from what, marrying her off. That's Tosus Kasha. Chlorkite? Yeah? See, you got it? Okay, Daniel Chlor? That's the Kasha. Okay? And he backs it up, Tosis. Beautiful. So there's a few answers in Rishonim we have to see on this. Let's do Tosis' answer first. Go ahead. The Yesh Lomar. He says there's no way you can compare Kesef Kedusha, the low dummy, to Maisei Adayim. Because what do you do, Yosef, when you sell a girl? What do you sell her for? You sell her for work. So that shows you have ultimate control over work. So you have ultimate control over work, so you should be able to get her earnings. The fact that you can sell her for work shows you should get her earnings if you don't sell her. Aval, Kedushin, go ahead. But Kedushin is not shayach in a sale. The fact that a father can sell her shows nothing about the Ketz of Kedushin. Va'afalpi, what's Yachol Liada? What's Yehud mean? The master can marry her later to himself or to his son or to his own Evid Ivri. Yes? Yeah? So even though it could develop into Kedushin, the sale for work, yes? Go ahead. And he doesn't have to give her money again. If you hold Moshe Rishonim, Our most Rishonim of the Kedusha Nitnu. Go ahead.
She goes,
so what's Tosa saying? If you can use that money for Kedushin, we should learn out that the father should be able to what? The father should be able to marry off the girl and get the money, right? What does Tosa say? It's not true. Why? Because he says what? The fact that the guy can miyad her is hainu be what? Bekesef what? You read the Lashon. Hainu bekesef shenimkara. That came from what though, Daniel? What did it come from?
From her. Came
from a sale. That's peripheral that you can marry her off. But the Iker transaction was a sale. You follow what I'm saying? Sheds no light on the marriage, that he should be able to keep the money. That's peripheral. Aval, he says what I just said. Aval what? Bekedushin mamish. Underline the word mamish 86 times. Aval bekedushin mamish. We don't find any schus that the father should be able to what? Marry her off. That's why you have the pasuk. They mahani mili what? Tana. Delays layad. And I need a speaking the Tatalisha to tell me that then. Because if it wasn't for the pasuk, I never would know it. What do you mean I never know it? I could sell her off. Selling her off, Yonah shows nothing about Kedushin. Even though later on the guy could marry her, the Adam, that's peripheral. Even though he doesn't have to give money again, Maos Rishonos the Kedushin didn't do according to that daya. You know what that daya means, Maos Rishonos? Do you have to give money again when you want to marry her, or can you use that old money? According to the opinion, you can use the old money, but it's peripheral. It's under the rubric of a sale. So Maisia Dayim makes sense. The fact you can sell her, you get her earnings. But the fact that you can sell her sheds no light on him getting the Kesef Kedushin at all. So that's Tosfos Teretz. Okay. Let's add a few other terutzim to this, guys. Let's get it. Okay? Please get it down. Beautiful terutz lamais in the Rishonim. Other terutzim we have in the Rishonim. Okay? The word is, it could very well be, in Tosfos writes this in Ksubis and Menvav and Beis, Dibramaskav Eina Hanimili. Tosfos writes this in Ksubis explicitly. Dibramaskav Eina Hanimili. Menvav and Beis. You know what he says? Maisi Adayim, you can learn out from selling her, because why? They're his, Kozman Shiochel Mokro. Yes? When does a father have the ability to sell his daughter? Up to what age? 12. Correct. It's not forever. No, up to 12 only. Don't confuse yet. You can marry her off when she's up to 12 and a half, but selling's only up to 12. So that is only temporary. By Kedushin, you cannot learn off from the ability of what? Because Kedushin is forever. The Mechir is only till when?
12.
What happens when she turns 12? She goes what?
Free.
She goes free. So the Mechir is not forever, Daniel. The Torah only gives a privilege to a father to do something that's not forever. Kedushin is forever. Who says the father has the ability to what? Who says the father has the ability to what? To do that and keep the money. Because maybe they're two separate scenarios. That's what Tosfos writes in Ksubis. Amazing. You know, Kesef Kedushin lasts forever. Until he divorces or he dies. How do you know, Lamaisa? Maybe you can only sell it until Narus. It's a different category completely. That's what the Tosfos says. Please get the Ramban says it. The Shita Lonoda Lami says it. Okay? Maybe Maisi Adayim is on Narus. It's his. He can sell it up till Narus. Halach l'maisa. But Kedushin lasts forever and ever. Maybe he doesn't have the right to do that. Halach l'maisa. Okay? Now the Rashba argues on this. The Rashba says, forget about it. Kedushin, you could say, Ashla Zavunim is Avon Kedushin, me boy. He says, if you have the right to sell her, you have the right to Mekadosher. He doesn't buy that terrace. You please get it down in your notes, the Rashba. Okay? Please get it down in your notes. The fact is, the Adon, you know what? If you think about it a little bit, the Adon can miyayin her forever, though. No? Exactly. Well said, Ben. I want you to get that Nakuda down. The Ramban stresses that. He says, even though the Adon could be miyayin her forever, but that's not a schus of Yav. Who's it a schus of? Say it a little bit better, Ben. That's the schus of the Adon. Well said, Daniel. So I don't care about that. We're trying to focus on the father's ability to marry her off and get the money from the daughter, right? The fact that the Ogun can be out, that's the source of the Ogun. It sheds no light on the father. That's what Ramban adds on. And then there's a third teretz I want you to know. Second teretz from the Tyson Subis. Listen to this. Reminds us a little bit of our Avagon of Tibor Cerns. That's all we said on Thursday. You listen on Thursday because we had the whole case in the New York Times. We had the case. There was the husband and the wife. So the Tyson Subis is an amazing teretz. Third teretz, David. You got it? Maybe it's beating the Tatli Shazeb means that the father can asser his daughter the whole world. But who says he's neman on what? That he can mekadosh her. Maybe he's neman to asser his daughter. Maybe he's neman to asser his daughter. But you know, it doesn't teach us that he's able to mekadosh her. Remember we were asking halacha lemaisa? We were asking, what do you need this pasuk? Right? So how does that answer the kasha? Right? What was the kasha lemaisa? Ef shaloma, it's the pasuk biti nesadim lam sha'av neman la'asoris bito. Ava enam lam sha'yochel lekasha. Who says he can marry her off? Halacha lemaisa. So how does that answer the kasha? What was Tosis kasha? Tosis kasha is, what do you need what? Why do you need a pasuk? You can learn it out from what? A kol shekain. Learn it out from the bill you can sell her. Halacha lemaisa. I'm not sure how that Tyson Ksubas is answering the kasha. How is that Tyson Ksubas answering the kasha? What does it say in the Gemara? Pesh Yasser u Pesh Yitter. What's a Pesh Yasser u Pesh Yitter? What does that mean? What does a Pesh Yasser u Pesh Yitter mean? A woman says she's in need, and a second later she says she's joking. Do we believe her?
Yes.
What's the mocker? Espiti Nasati Lisha said. The father says she's Yasser. He married her off. She's Yasser the whole world. He asers or he matters her. Gemara says, Lamali cross, Svarahi. It's a Svarah. It's a Svarah. You follow me? What do you need a pasuk for? It's a Svarah. So Tosin Ksubis and then Vavum Aves projects this teretz in Dibra Mask of Emahani Mili. Lechura has an answer in the Kasha. Lechura, how does he answer the Kasha? The Ema. Original Lushan. He says the following, right? It's not miutar. Halacha lemaisa. Espitin nasat ena miutar. Itzrich la afilu ektana. Itzrich la shminu. The av neman lasur espito. He's neman lasur espito. So what? What do you mean he's neman lasur espito? How does that answer the kasha? There's even an asterisk. How is he neman lasur espito? So what? The kasha is what you need a pasuk for. Tana, I don't need a pasuk because I know what misvara can sell off on my vriya. So what's the answer? The answer is Ef Shalom, that the pasuk biti teaches me that the father's neman lasor is bito, but it doesn't teach me is yachal mekadosh. What's the answer? What was Tosas Kasha? I can learn now from a kol shekain. The answer this pasuk's not telling me anything about. This pasuk's not telling me anything about what? Kedushin. What's it telling me? Telling me that what? Telling me that he can asser his daughter. He can also matter the daughter. But who tells me that it's talking about what? You could have read the Gemara that it's talking about what? That maybe it's coming to what? Asser is not teaching me anything about Kedushin. So don't get me wrong, Lamaisa. The Gemara here, even though it quotes is beating the Tat Lisa Zeh. Maybe it's just coming to Asr. So this Tysus is very strange. What Tysus means in that teretz? What does that mean, Tysus Ksubis? Tysus is saying, don't worry about it. This pasuk wasn't telling me anything. All it's telling me is that he has the ability to Asr. It's not telling her that he has the ability to Mekadosh her. What do you mean? It says, Bitin Asat Ishazah. That's the Makar of Pesach. Pesach says, no, it's a Svar. So this Tysus is the one we got to think about it. Maybe for tomorrow we have to give it teretz. Okay, Daniel. Let's finish up the Taisvus. Okay, let's finish it up. Then we got to go to Hilchos Yom Kippur. Go ahead. Let's, guys, look inside. You're doing a great job, Daniel. Go ahead. Bim Tomar. Let's finish it up, guys. Look inside. Bim Tomar. Yes. The earnings of the daughter go to the father. What? Midazachi le Rachmana. Le Chuppah. The Torah gives the father the right to bring her into the Chuppah for Nisuin. Afalpi. Let me ask you, when you give her over to Chuppah, she works 9 to 5. The Chuppah is going to be midday. Isn't she going to be out of work for those 2 hours? Aren't you causing her to lose her earnings? So obviously, if you have the right to give her over to the Chuppah, it must be that you get her earnings. Yes? Upirish Hasam Mekuntris. Demashma. You have the ability to give her over both for Kedushin and Nisuin. Vafilu Mesira. Excellent. Umay Raya. What's the Raya? Ema. Same Kasha. Maybe it's only a Ktana. Kedamar Hacha. Maybe you only have the ability to marry off a Ktana. And also give over Nisuin to a Ktana, but not a Nara. Yes? It's a great Kasha. The same Kasha Argamor asks her about Kedushin, ask it about Chuppah. That's Tosis Kasha. So what's his teretz? Go ahead. Yesh Lomar. How do we prove he's talking about a Nara? Because otherwise you couldn't talk about stoning, right? And you couldn't talk about 100 talents of silver and flogging, right? The beginning of Tosis. That's what he means, get a precious. Vinahi. What does Nahi mean? What does Nahi mean, guys? No, Nahi. Granted. Vinahi and granted. Go ahead. Yeah, in other words, the beginning of Tosis, I could say I married her off when she was a Ktana, Kedushin. Go ahead. But Chuppah, now Chuppah. Read the word chuppah. Chuppah. Hello, but what? You can only talk about a chuppah for a nara. Go ahead. Why the E? Wow. Because if the nisuin was when she's a what? When she's a ktana. But she was mezana when she's a what? When she's a nara, you'll get what punishment? What happens to a regular married woman's mezana? No. Chenek. Only a Nara Marasa gets skewa. A regular married woman that's Mazana gets chenek. So if you tell me that the Kedushin in Nisun when she's a Ktana, and then she was Mazana when she's a what? She's a Gedola. She's not a Nara Marasa. She's a what? She's a Nara Hanesua. And therefore she gets chenek. Imken Aysa Nisua Kishizinsa. Go ahead, Adina. Read Imken. Read from Imken. Imken.
Imken Aysa Nisua Kishizinsa.
A little bit what? Excellent. And not with skila. Correct. So the whole thing would be wrong. The what? And you can't tell me she was mezana when she was a ktana because she's not chayav anyway. So obviously the pasuk talking about she was mezana when she was a nara. And you have to tell me it's before she got to the chuppah. So it's before she got to the chuppah of the Gemara. What? Therefore what? Therefore, the father gave her over to the chuppah. And why can't you say it's only talking about a ktana? It can't be talking about a ktana. Why can it not be talking about a ktana? The Gemara asked over here, "Veimahani mili ktana." Say the same thing. "Veimahani mili what?" By the chuppah, which is a ktana. It's impossible to speak because if you gave her over when she was a ktana, and that she's mezana when she's a gdola, she's not skiba. It's ktana. It doesn't fit the pasuk. So therefore, the Gemara, if it's talking about chuppah over there, and you get her Maisiyah dying, how do I know you're getting her Maisiyah dying of a Nara? How do we know? Because you can make her go to chuppah. She'll lose 3 hours of her work. So obviously you get her earnings. The fact that you can take her over to chuppah. So why did the Gemara speak about a ktana? It cannot be talking about a ktana. Because you never would be able to fit in the pasuk because she would get skila.
What's the svara that we're talking about?
I'll tell you why. Because if you want to have the ability that she's mezana and she's killed with skila, that means if she was a ktana when she had what? Erisin kedushin. Erisin kedushin are the same word. Remember we said at the beginning of the day, first year, first day? Erisin and kedushin are the same word. Chuppah and nisuin are the same word. Yes? If you have both and she's a ktana and then she's mezana and she's a gedola, she's a nara nisua. She's mezana, she gets chenek. That skila doesn't fit the pasuk. And if she was mezana, which is a ktana, she's not killed anyway. She's a ktana. So you can't propose in the landscape of Nisuin that it's talking about a ketana. It cannot be proposed. Whereas if it comes to kedushin, it can. You marry her off when she's a ketana, and she was mezana when she was a what? When she was a gedola. That's our Gemara. You can mekadosh her when she's a ketana, and she was mezana when she's a gedola. That was the beginning of Tosis. But you can't talk about nisuin when she's a ketana. That's why the Gemara doesn't propose it in Ksubis, Veina Hane Mili Ketana. You follow me? Daniel, you got me?
I don't understand the question is, so how does this work?
What does our Gemara propose here? That pasuk is talking about a what? A Ketana. Why does the Gemara in the category, in the landscape of Chuppah, which is Nisuin, propose the same thing, Kash, over there? And you know why it can't? Because you never would get Skila. She would be a Nara Nesua. Because you had the Kedushin and you had the Nesuin, which is a Ketana, then she's Mezana, which is a Gedol. That's not Skila, that's Chenek. You want to tell me she's Mezana, which is a Ketana? She's not punished at all for that. So at the end of the day, you're done. The only Kashu we have as on Taisus Teretz and Ksubis. We had three Terutzim, and Taisus Teretz and Ksubis is very, very difficult. Lamais. Okay? So we got this Teretz. So it comes out, Lamaisa. Do we have three terutzim? What? Three terutzim to this kasha, Allah Lamaisa. Okay? We have three terutzim to this kasha. Unbelievable. Okay, I want to finish up now with something Hilchos Yom Kippur. Let's get it down though. Okay? Let's get it down. We know, so why we go back to this? Okay? We know. Okay. All right. So you'll get the. I want you to listen on the tape. Or the, okay. All right. The Gemara says the Feirish in Rosh Hashanah and Yuma that if you eat on Erev Yom Kippur, Hashem treats it as if you what? You fasted on the 9th and 10th. Kol ha'oichel the Erev Yom Kippurim. Is Ki'ilu Misane Bichi Ubasiri. What's the big deal? Let's get it down in front. What's the big deal? Then Hashem treats it as if you're what? As if you're fasting. It's a big deal, says the Mishnah Berurah. Lafum Tzara Agra. What's easier to do? Eat or fast? Eat, no doubt. But Hashem treats your eating as if you're fasting. So you'll get that much more reward. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. So I want to share with you now a suffix of Rabbi Akiva and the Tshuvos. What is the nature of the mitzvah, Yonah, of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? What is the geder adin of this beautiful mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? There are two studies. Rabbi Akiva Eger. The first side svi is what?
Yeah.
It's an era, it's a mixus yomtiv. This sets up this day as a what? Partial yomtiv. Let's get it down. It's a partial yomtiv. Erev Yom Kippur. Or no?
It's after tomorrow.
Do I say that's a chana for the fast? A chana letitis. Let's point out at least six tafkeminis in this shiloh. Into the Rebbe Akiva Eger as to what the nature of the mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur is. Is it a partial yomtiv or is it a chana l'tayis? If I'm not mistaken, isn't Yom Kippur this year Tuesday night and Wednesday? Yes? Okay. Is that correct, David? When is the mitzvah of eating begin? Does it begin Monday night or Tuesday morning? If you hold it's a partial yomtiv, when does the halachic day begin in the Adus? At night. If it's a chana, it's mistabri, you can prepare for the fast if you start in the morning. Have a big breakfast, not don't eat too much. Usually I take my children to the bagel shop, and say, on Erev Yom Kippur, try to get there early before it gets really crowded. And you have a gezunta breakfast. So the nafkamin is matai. Mitzvahs, achila, maschila. When does it begin? Monday night or Tuesday morning? If it's a partial yom, if it begins when? Monday night. If it's a kind of fast, it's enough to do it when? In the morning. Nafkamin is the right one. Number two, second nafkamin. Are women obligated in this mitzvah of eating an Erev Kippur? Are women obligated? Noshim. Plug it in, Adam. What do you say? Just get it down so you remember. If you hold that what? And I want to tell you guys, this is a mitzvah d'oraisa, Pashut Shah. It's not the Rabban. It's a mitzvah netayr. If it's a what parsha yontif mitzvah essay, Shibizman Ramad. It's one time a year, it's on the calendar. Women should be putter. But if it's fasting, are women obligated to fast? Of course they are. No, if they're mechuyev to fast, they're mechuyev in the preparations too. Because mitzvah seshes b'zman groma is a p'tur for mitzvah d'oraisa. Is a mitzvah seshes b'zman groma a p'tur for mitzvah midrabanan?
No.
Machlokes Rashi, Tosfos, Brachos, Chafam, and Beis. To Machlokes Rashi, Tosfos, and Brachos, whether you apply the principle of mitzvah seshes b'zman groma to mitzvah midrabanan, the pater. No, so what I'm saying, Adam, is we're assuming this is a mitzvah d'oraisa. This is a new nafkamina. If it's a separate yontif, then it's a mitzvah seshes b'zman groma. Women would be exempt. If it's a chana for the fast, just like the mechuyev the fast and mechuyev in the preparations. Let's get it down now. You have it. It's a second nafkamina. Number three. Pashtus, as I said, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. But I'm saying, even if it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, it's a machleish rashi. It's very important to note that machleish. I'm not chafu mabez and brachos. Does the klal apply even to what? What you said? Tisha l'chayish. Well, that's the drasha. But what's the nature of the mitzvah? No, it could also be a tisha from the night before. Just tisha. You don't know when. Night before the morning. A third nafkamina. Let's say, God forbid, someone medically cannot fast. He has to eat, for whatever reason. Okay, Rahman al-Islam. Mi shalo misana. Would he be obligated in this mitzvah of eating an Erev Kippur? If you hold that it's a partial yom tiv, then he's chayiv, because it's disconnected, in a sense, practically, whether you're going to fast or not. So maybe if you're not fasting, you're still in the mitzvah to eat. Or do you say no, Fry? That it's a chana to fast since the man is not going to fast, or the woman is not going to fast, if they're not mechuyev to eat. Now, up till now, how do we pasuk? Usually we're machmer on both accounts. We would be machmer to start eating on Monday night.
Someone's not
going to
fast on Yom Kippur?
Yes, someone's not going to fast on Yom Kippur, Daniel. Would he be mechuyev to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? If it's a partial Yom Kippur, then yes. If it's a chana fast, he's not fasting anyway. Why would it be a mitzvah? Now, usually we're machmir to start eating Monday night. People love that chumra, no doubt. Number two, usually women are machmir to eat, no doubt. And number three, usually it's someone who's not fasting, will eat an Erev Yom Kippur. Yeah, okay, but if doing the same mitzvah. Yes, Adam.
I don't call about to eat Monday night.
What'd you say?
I don't call about to start eating Monday night.
Why not? Eat extra, why not?
You can eat any time you want.
I'm saying eat an extra a little bit. For Skorabi, they say...
You don't have to eat. It's a mitzvah, it's a kiyum.
You know, they say from the Brisker Rub used to keep a candy in his mouth, so he'd be eating the whole day. When he could, like after davening. Yes, Adam, what do you say? I can't hear you.
But for someone who's eating on Yom Kippur, they don't really talk to eating because they're like, anytime you eat, whatever,
something
like, you know, like,
Zayas, whatever, whatever. Zayas, they're 4 minutes or 9 minutes, but it's still an achiyu. Still an achiyu. I understand. But it's still an achiyu. We don't say Kiddush. If Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, and Machlokes Rabbi Akiva or Shemek, they have to say Kiddush before they eat. Regularly, Yom Kippur, there's no Kiddush. But Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Machlokes Rabbi Akiva or Shemek. Okay. Number four. Monday afternoon, do we say Tachan in the Mincha?
No.
The Mincha before Erev Yom Kippur. We actually do. We Paschim, you do say Tachan. But if you help to Parsha Yontif, like Tu B'Av, Lag B'Omer, the Mincha before, do we say Tachan?
No.
Never. If it's a Parsha Yontif, you wouldn't say Tachan. But if it's a what, only a Chana, it's Mistabri, say Tachan. We actually do say Tachan. The Mincha, Lifnei Erev Yom Kippur.
So would that be a proof that it's not a Yatim?
Yes, it would prove that it's a Chana, correct.
Yeah.
Or being Machmer on that. We would take a Chumra both accounts.
So why is it out of Monday or Tuesday?
Okay. Monday afternoon, we don't say Tachan. We would not say that. We pass and we do.
Right.
But that's an Afkamina. If it's a partial Yatim, you wouldn't. If it's a Chana, we do. And we actually do say. Another Afkamina. Should you have lechem mishnah in your suda mafsekis? You know, your suda mafsekis is a big deal, guys. Very big deal. You know, the Netziv writes you fulfill your mitzvah simcha. There's a mitzvah simcha on Yom Kippur. How do you fill a mitzvah simcha on Yom Kippur? Suda mafsekis. So if you hold it's a partial yontif, you should have lechem mishnah. We have lechem mishnah in our home.
Why?
Because it's a partial yontif that manifests itself in simcha.
So
lemaisa becomes like a Shabbos and yontif meal.
Why?
I don't see the connection.
That's the nature of the mitzvah.
Why?
What?
Just my boy, all these places. It's a katas yontif, it's simcha.
There's no mitzvah sachila in those days. There's no mitzvah sachila.
There's a mitzvah of eating.
Not minatayra. Not mean a turn. And
so what is
and more and moreover, a friend, there's no chiv suda. There's a chiv suda on this day.
Lech HaMishnah is only because what's the reason? The whole reason for Lech HaMishnah because of halacha.
It's because of the mod. Because of the mod. Mod.
Halacha.
So some Rishon apply it to Yom Tov as well.
Exactly, because you can't collect.
Well, they apply it to Yom Tov. For Yom Tov, Taki, you can collect. You can carry.
So why do you have?
They make a low plug. Some Rishon make a low plug. So once you apply it to Yom Tov, you apply it to any Yom Tov. That's a Kiyuv of people.
So then why?
Kiyuv Suda. So there, if you hold it's just a Chana, you don't need Lechem Mishnah.
You don't need
Lechem
Mishnah.
If
you
hold
it, you can
feel
like a Kippur, then you might still need it.
Okay, fine. Simcha, you fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha Yom Kippur through the Suda Mafsekis. What's another riot that there's Simcha Yom Kippur? It's Mevatel Shiva. Someone loses a loved one. In the burials before, the Miri says in Moy Kotten, that it's Mevatel Shiva as long as the Levi is before. What's another riot?
You say Kiddush if you're not fasting.
Okay, that's necessarily show simcha, but Kiddush Levana. By Tisha B'Av, what do? We break the fast first, then we say Kiddush Levana. We're not supposed to greet the Shechina. When you say Kiddush Levana, it's like greeting the Shechina. That's why we say the Motzei Shabbos and Nazir Sutzah. Right? You don't face the Levana, God forbid. Levana's not Hashem. So when you say the bracha, you face away from the moon. First you see if it's there, you face away. That's why we always say Aleinu. Who wrote Aleinu? Who wrote Aleinu? Yoshua. Yoshua's face is like the moon. But Aleinu, we say that Hashem's in charge. He's the King of Kings. That's why we always say Aleinu by Kiddush Levana. But what happens though by Kiddush Levana? By Tisha B'Av, we're in a state of mourning. So you got to break the fast, then you say it. But by Yom Kippur, you're in a spiritual level of simcha. No need to break the fast first. You can say it's still fasting because it's spiritual simcha. The only reason why I don't say Halal Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is why? Tempered down. You may chaim misifra mesim niftoch matemo mishira. The more erikin daf yud. It's inappropriate to say Halal Rosh Hashanah when your lives are on the line. The more erikin yudam and aleph. The malachim said. The sifra chasim mesim matemo mishira. That's what Hashem said. So lechem mishnah is another nafkamina. And what about number six? Slichos. Do we say a lot of slichos in Erev Yom Kippur or a little? Most Ashkenazi communities say a little bit. Erev Rosh Hashanah is the most. There is a minority of communities say a lot. But maybe it's taught in the Shiloh. If you hold it's a mixus yom tiv, then it'd be inappropriate to say a lot of slichos. If you hold that it's a chana, that just like in Yom Kippur there's a lot of slichos, Erev Yom Kippur should have a lot as well. So you might be able to dig up six nafkaminis on this Shiloh of what the nature of the mitzvah on Erev Yom Kippur is. It's a serious thing, guys. It's a mitzvah. You should say it with brachas. You should do it in a way that you what? Eat things that what? You know, a lot of people eat grapes to fast better. You know, you ever heard that? People eat grapes. It absorbs, it's good for fast. Whatever you drink, Powerades. There's an Indian, if you hold a chana, eat things that will what? That will prepare you. But also, you can eat a little bit extra, not to eat too much, you don't want to get sick, but eat a little bit extra, have a gazinta breakfast. You know?
What is Surah Achila Gassim?
You cannot eat Achila Gassim. Well said, Daniel. If you eat Achila Gassim Yom Kippur, you're punter, not Chayav Karas. If you eat on Yom Kippur, what's the din? Chayav Karas. If you drink a Revis on Yom Kippur, you're Chayav Karas. What are the Chamesh Yinuim on Yom Kippur? Eating, drinking, Rechitza, Nila Sam, Latash Shemita, and what else? Sikkim. Which we'll discuss. We have to discuss all the din. But Achila Gassim Yom Kippur is not an Achila. So you shouldn't, it's punter. It's also to do it on Yom Kippur. But every Yom Kippur, it's a mitzvah. You don't want to do a mitzvah Achila Gassim. If you eat matzah Achila Gassim, if you eat the matzah when you're totally full, you're not yet sitting. There's two types of Achila Gassim, where you're full but you're not sick. And then you're so full you'll vomit, Tyson says. That's that second level, you're not yet sitting at all. So you never want to be in either level. But what I want to bring out here is this suffix we became in the importance of this mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur. Okay, have a wonderful day, guys. Tomorrow we go by to give it up. Proud of you guys. I know it's hard with the sleepers. You guys going early in the morning, you go late.